little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
I've sent round the learning needs to everybody just to say this is what we're planning to cover, because those were the ones that had come back to me. Are we missing anything from that list? So what we've got is managing expectations. Dealing with angry patients wasn't something that came up, but perhaps we could dip into that a little bit, or potentially leave that for another session if needs be, because it is worth giving time to. Agenda setting and dealing with time, that's clearly, they do overlap, but the time often is related to making sure that you've got a good organisation and good feel for the way that the consultation should safely be structured. And how do you deal with multiple problems? Again, that comes back to the agenda setting usually, and complexity. Any other things that you want to be recorded that we've not emphasised, Ben?
Go on, go ahead.
It's just shared management, if you could touch a bit on these. Thank you.
I think the thing that I'd written down was actually focusing undifferentiated illness, and all of the different areas that you need to cover to make sure that you definitely have a handle on what that is, and the focus needed to be able to cover, to be able to sort of think through those various different areas. Dizziness is a real simple example, isn't it? Because dizziness comes from lots of different possible areas. So you have to be quite, that sort of focus, and be able to very quickly drill down to kind of make sure you cover. That I struggle with that.
Is that like focused data gathering, kind of? Is that what you mean?
It is, isn't it?
An important element in that probably is making sure that you've covered the red flags and how you effectively quickly make a diagnosis in the real general practice consultation. So how do you, from your experience of what dizzy might mean, what could it be, how do you filter out? Mm. So, focusing on that. We are doing a specific session, and I think, Manisha, you're coming to that one, which is shared decision making. So we're giving a whole session over to that. So Dave Thompson's going to come and help us with that session. So that would be a good session to join in if anybody's interested in that one. But there'll be a flavour of it here. Hannah, was there anything else that you wanted to add in?
As I was saying, one of the areas that I tend to struggle with is definitely time management. I did a lot of work when I was preparing for CSA in terms of improving the structure of my consultations, and I feel that definitely improved while I was doing that work. But sometimes I feel that I still struggle with time, and I wonder whether I could, become a bit better at almost kind of conveying a bit of a sense of pace to the patient, almost we kind of need to get on and move on to the next section. I think something that I do seems to give the patient sometimes the impression that I've kind of got all day.
All the time in the world. Need to lose that, so no.
Yeah.
That, actually, if you work closely with people who can do consultations quicker and can talk quicker and can go through the structure faster, that can be a positive influence on you, but it is difficult to deprogram yourself from your relaxed, cozy, I'm here for you. Yeah. So one of the things that's worthwhile is what Malcolm taught me about touch and go empathy, which is you don't let them wallow so much in an emotional situation. You acknowledge it. You show to them that it's there. You make a quick comment, and then you move on to what you can do something about. Whereas often the psychological issues can be tackled elsewhere, either by yourself or probably by delegating to someone else. So we do things quite quickly in general practice, don't we?
Yeah.
But we it's quite helpful to identify what we do well, what other people do better. Mm-hmm. So passing things on is an important skill with that, isn't it?
It's almost interrupting them and saying, oh, I'm sorry to hear that, anything else? Just that touch and go, that.
Absolutely. Demonstrate that you're on there. Don't ignore them. So if they're really angry or they're really distraught, give them a little while with it, but touch it. Sometimes touch them, say something appropriate, and then move on. You'll be reading their body language as you go to figure out when the right time is to move on, but don't let them wallow.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm working out how much you pay. I'll be able to pick up both those issues a little bit on when we go through the slides. Good.
It's probably an appropriate time to largely hand over, I think.
If there's enough to do. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's get cracking.
No, that's fine, Keith. No, I'm not suggesting we need to rush on, but yeah, no, that's cool. I'm not sure that Iran, though, did you have a chance to say something on this group?
Yeah, I think I did. Maybe one other area, I don't want to add to it because I know it's already heading.
No, don't worry about it. Yeah, and it's good because we're going to practice what we preach here. We're not going to deal with it all today in this 1 3-hour teaching session. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So,
one area that I have been doing a little bit of practice with my trainer is dealing with a chatty patient. I find that quite difficult, sort of trying to get them to move along, I guess, in a way similar to what Hannah said about setting the pace.
It's mirroring because you're a chatty person, I can already tell.
Yeah.
If you were sort of withdrawn the morose, you would not have this problem.
Yeah, maybe. So yeah, that was...
Put it on the list, yeah. Okay.
Yes, we can be disciplined with patients, can't we? We can appropriately cut them short.
Yeah.
We don't always have to let them go on with their other agenda, which is the social agenda.
I think for me it was the kind of the worry that am I coming across as being rude by cutting them off, that sort of thing. So we did some role play, and actually I realised sitting in the other seat that it doesn't actually come across as harshly as I thought.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, patients quite like it. They want us to be a little bit in charge, actually.
I think so.
A bit nervous. So, you know, they want to feel my doctor knows what he or she's doing, and doesn't seem to be a straw in the wind, you know, seems to have some solution. That is appealing to patients, though, you know, at a psychological level.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.